There's Hashem Yisbarach, Masechtis, Shvius. But who Masechtis in Shishi Sidur Mishnah that sounds similar? The Shvius and Shvois. Shvius is spelled Shin Veiz Yud Ayin Yud Saf. That's in Seder Zrayim. Shvius as in the seventh year, the Alachis of Shemitah, which we're going to be learning, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And there's Shvois, which is in Seder and Nezakin, and that's about swearing. When does Shvius or Shemitah, Shvius means the seventh year, Shemitah means we let go of the field then. But we let go of the field on the seventh year. When does Shemitah begin? Well, it begins Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Does that mean that I can plow all the way up until Erev Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year? And the answer is no. Just like on Shabbos, we're mechuyev to start Shabbos a little bit before Shabbos actually begins. That's the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Before Shemitah, we have to already stop working on the field. That's called Tosfos Shvius. Min HaTorah, Tosfos Shvius would start 30 days before Shemitah. So approximately Rosh Chodesh Elul, we would stop working on the field. But the Chachamim added some more time to it. They said you can no longer plow from the point that you're plowing doesn't help the fruits of the sixth year. In other words, if my plowing in the sixth year is still going to help the fruits of the sixth year, I can continue plowing. But if at this point when I plow during the sixth year, it's only going to help the fruits of the seventh year, you can't plow anymore, even though it's well before 30 days. And we're going to see there are different halachas for a field that produces grain, tfua, as opposed to an orchard, a tree field. See, when it comes to a tree field, even after the trees are fully grown, sometimes they still plow. Because by softening up the earth and turning it over, the water gets in and the trees get nourished better. With that in mind, let's see our first Mishnah. Yes, Hashem Yisbarach Masechtis Shvius, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Ad Emesai Charshin B'Stei Ha'ilon. Until when is it mutter to plow amongst the trees Erev Shvius, during the sixth year before the actual Shemitah? We're going to see later, depends what type of a tree field, but for now, let's just take in this information. Beishami, I mean the Beishami say, calls manchi yofa lepri. As long as the plowing is going to be effective to help the paris of the sixth year, you can still plow amongst the trees. But from the point where you're plowing is only going to help to keep the earth moist to make the seventh year paris better, then you can't. Even though, as explained, it's long before the seventh year actually began. Basilim and the Basil say, we don't look at it that way, but there's a set time, Atu Atzeres, until Shavuos of the sixth year, that's when you can plow amongst the trees. The Basil say, till Shavuos it's good for the Paris of the sixth year, from Shavuos and on you're only helping the Paris of the seventh year, and therefore you have to stop. If it's a field that has no trees, the shear is till Pesach. Zakta Mishnah, Ukroiven Divrei Elu, Lioski Divrei Elu. There really isn't that much of a difference between the Beishami and the Basil. According to the Beis Shammai, it's more or less around Shavuos time. The Beis Shammai say, look, we're not giving you a set time, but you have to decide, Reb Farmer, when you're plowing amongst the trees, is this for the sixth year Peiros or the seventh year Peiros? Sometimes the farmer will make a cheshbon, it's even after Shavuos, but I still need to help the sixth year Peiros. He's allowed to. Sometimes it could be before Shavuos, and the farmer says, no, my sixth year Peiros are done. If I plow now, it's going to be for the seventh year Peiros. So sometimes, according to the Beis Shammai, it's going to be after Shavuos, a little more lenient than the Beis Hillel. Sometimes they're more strict than the Beis Hillel. It depends on the situation. But even according to the Beis Shammai, it's more or less around Shavuos time. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that there's Tosfos Shvius, just like there's Tosfos Shabbos. You have to stop before. Min HaTorah, you have to stop 30 days before. But the Chachamim said that if whatever you're doing benefits the Paris of the next year, you have to stop it, even though it's the sixth year. In regard to a steya ilan, a tree field, the Mesham may say, we're not giving you a set time. You have to know. If you're plowing amongst the trees, which was done in order to get some more moisture into the ground, is that for the sixth year? It's okay. Is it for the seventh year, Peri? You can't. The Basil say there is a set time, it's Shavuos. But the Mishnah told us, even according to the Beis Shammai, it's going to be more or less around Shavuos time. The Matanura tells us this was the Mishnah Rishayna, but it's not the Halacha. The Halacha is that you can plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. What do you mean? There is a din of Taisa Shvias or there's not a din of Taisa Shvias? So let me explain something to you. Do we have Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Of course we have Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. But it's Midrabanan, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbanans are very chashuv. The Panovich Rav would go out, he would kiss the earth and say, Get Shabbos, earth of Eretz Yisrael. And the farmers in Eretz Yisrael that adhere to the mitzvah of Shemitah saw unbelievable nisim and miracles. However, the din of Toisvis Shvius is only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. When there's Shemitah Midiraisa, you have to stop before. But Bezman Hazeh, which is also the time of the Mishnah, being that Shemitah is Midrabanan, Chazal were not Goyzer, a Toisvis Shvius, that's Lehalacha. Our Mishnah obviously doesn't hold that way, because our Mishnah is talking about the times of the Mishnah, which is after the Beis HaMikdash. But Lehalacha, says the Batanur. Bezman Hazeh, you're allowed to plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, the seventh year.